This is the Afternoon Brief on Chai FM with Michael McKenna.
Artificial intelligence. It's really getting my tongue also, isn't it? AI. It's changing almost every industry, and music is no exception. Well, the latest debate has been sparked by South African artist Credo V. Daniels, whose use of AI-assisted tools in his music has divided opinion. That is what we are going to be dissecting this afternoon. Now, while he says AI is simply another creative tool, critics are arguing it raises questions about authenticity, also talent and transparency, and not only in the world of music. We have broached this issue before. Well, this debate has intensified after his music was removed from Apple Music, although no official reason has been given for its removal. So, where should we then draw the line between innovation and artistry? Joining us in studio is our very own, my very own, content producer. And with that contagious laugh, as I mentioned, which attracts all the listeners out there, on the Afternoon Brief of 101.9 Chai FM, Simpiwe Mtetwa. Simpiwe, welcome back to the show. Great to have you in studio.
Hello. How's everybody?
All great. All great. Of course, you had to conclude that with that, shall we say, signature laugh of yours. But yes. Great to have you in studio. This isn't just about one artist anymore. So yes. Why do you think the Credo V. Daniels story has sparked such a passionate national conversation about AI and music? Let's begin there.
It's because I think the South African audience was duped and they were essentially lied to. So what happened was there was music that was released. It actually trended.
Right.
And this particular artist made a song. He has an album, but there was a song that went viral, Sedilaka, which is a hymn that a lot of people know. But, I mean, he brought a different take to it, right? Mm-hmm. And people fell in love with it. I think he released it about 4 months ago. And a couple of days ago, he performed it live, and it sounded completely different. And this is how it sounded like.
Okay.
So yeah, that was his live performance on ENCA a couple of days ago, and people were astonished at how utterly atrocious it was compared to the version that they fell in love with.
That's what got me curious.
Yes.
How exactly did AI enhance or differentiate this?
It sounded much more smoother. He had mm-hmm. backing vocals. It was a very beautiful rendition of the song Sedilaka. But the live rendition, you can hear that it's not him performing. He then went on to release a statement saying that he only used AI for the backing vocals. But when you hear that clip, and that's right. just 30 seconds of a 2 minute performance, it does not sound like the same person. It's just like, no, sir, you are lying to us. You're using AI. You have enhanced your voice and you should just come forth. And hence why so many South Africans have been giving him so much backlash when it comes to his music, and subsequently it has been removed from Apple Music.
You know, certainly there's a danger there, if I can use that term, in terms of realism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what are we really encountering in terms of our endeavors or whatever it is we're trying to put out there, whether it's music, mm-hmm. whatever we try to produce. I don't know, we can go into that subject in another way, but looking at music,
yes,
where's the authenticity now? Where are we going? I mean, what are we risking now with AI intervention and influence?
I mean, we can't deny that we are definitely a generation that is going full force in the AI realm,
certainly.
Right? So I'm not mad at him. He's not the first AI artist that we have. I'm mm-hmm. not mad at that. There's also been other songs that have come out earlier this year that have been massive hits. There's an Amapiano song called Suka. It was massive, completely AI. The difference is wow. people owned the fact that it was AI generated or they used AI tools, and therefore we know that we're not going to get a live performance. Maybe in the future we'll have like AI concerts, I don't know, but
it's quite possible. It's, and you know, AI presence for that matter.
Yes,
you and I are musicians. How do they know that's Michael and Simpiwe up on stage? Where are we heading now? This is what I'm trying to understand.
But he's completely using it to deceive the audience. And that's what don't like. They like someone saying, hey, you know what? I'm not the best singer out there. I'm actually a great composer, because you have to prompt it, you know. So it's still a skill to use these AI tools. You still need to prompt it to say, I want a log drum there. I want a backing vocal there. I want this to sound like this. These are the lyrics. I mean, the Sedilaka AI version of the song was beautiful. So if he owned it, people were going to embrace it. It has over 6 million views on YouTube alone. So people are not upset that it's AI music. They're upset that you're deceiving and you're lying to us. Mm-hmm. And now you're going on national TV and performing nonsense. Like, say, can we get real?
There's a very, very, very fine line in how you actually incorporate and introduce AI into whatever endeavors or projects you are using.
Yes.
There's got to be a cutoff point where your authenticity, your realism matches or marries with it without it overcoming what exactly you are producing. And for that matter, should then artists be required to disclose when AI has been used in creating their music with respect to the listeners who you just mentioned are very upset with what they've heard?
From what I've seen online and my personal opinion, yes, I definitely think you should disclose. Because the one thing about music and why we fall in love with music is the fact that we can connect to it on a deeper level. You know, I can listen to a song that's in Spanish and just, I don't know what they're saying, but I'm like, oh, the feeling that it emits.
Well, authenticity.
Yes, you know, and
you
just like,
the cultural background to it, the historical feel to that
presentation. And I think also the desire to one day see an artist live. You know that the studio recording is very different from a live performance. An artist that comes to mind that I listen to all the time is Adele. Her albums are amazing, but when she sings live, the pipes and the band, you're just like, oh my gosh, I just want to be immersed in this. So I think you do need to disclose, so that I also know that if I fall in love with your song or your album, there's a possibility that I'll never see this live. But hey, you know what? It's fine, my friend. Let us just, you know, be heartbroken or be married together via AI, and maybe I'll see you on the streets of TikTok live. And that's okay. Yeah. As opposed to me actually spending money and then being upset that I spent, you know, a good money worth on a ticket. You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's just, yeah.
You know, Simpiwe, let's look at the industry itself now.
Yes.
About setting rules. Do you think now streaming platforms, let's see how they can come in on this. Record labels, even award shows. How could they introduce guidelines around AI-generated and AI-assisted music? Similar to how content is labeled in other industries.
I mean, if you look at Apple Music, I think they're on the right path. They do want you to disclose if it's if AI tools have been used, right? And I think this is part of the reason why they removed Credo V's album from Apple Music, is because he was deceiving people. And I think there is a clause there that, like, if your music is deceiving people, they will remove it. So they removed his entire catalog because he didn't disclose. And I think that's the first step, just disclosing that you used an AI tool. And there's different AI tools out there. There's the composing, there's the vocals, there's all of these shandies that I don't use. And disclosing, that's step number one. And then also, when you do release the music, a lot of the times they will use platforms like TikTok, platforms like Instagram and YouTube to just ensure that people actually hear their songs. To also then, when you are promoting your song, to say, hey guys, like, I did have help and this is not me. And I think I look at it in terms of when Autotune was brought in, artists were very forthcoming about the fact that they were using Autotune, and that, you know, like, it might sound different from the live version compared to the studio version, but I knew that and I could, you know, anticipate, oh, it might be different because he's not using Autotune, or he is using Autotune. So I think it's just that. Embracing AI, it's inevitable, but the reality is you need to disclose it. And then from there, you'll see how your audience warms up to you, and you'll see where you take your music after, you know, you've gone viral.
You know, we could chat about the ethics and, you know, the principles behind incorporating AI into one's work. But now, we could possibly discuss this at another time, because we are limited on time. Not to, you know, rush the interview. But, I mean, at this stage, could then AI create new opportunities for aspiring musicians who lack perhaps access to expensive studios and producers?
Yes, I definitely think so. I've been impressed with how, I mean, as I said, he's not the first guy to use AI. There's a few AI songs that I've heard where in the beginning I thought this was an actual person. The lyrics were so heartfelt. The vocals. And then someone comes and says, no, actually, this is how I prompted it. These are the particular prompts I used. It took me 3 or 4 tries to do this. And it was like, oh, wow, this is actually a skill set in itself. And this is where the world is moving. And I think it's okay for people to embrace it. I think it's okay for people to use tools that will allow them to be better and do better. But at the end of the day, it doesn't take away from the fact that it does help if you have natural talents. If you can sing and just hit a young vibe, do that, you know, because concerts are still a thing. We still want to see people perform these songs one day, someday. We still want to go out and hear music that is very much, you know, authentic in terms of the human experience. So don't over rely on it. But right. I'm not mad for you using it, because I use AI in my everyday job. So why should I be mad at you in terms of using
true.
It?
But yeah. I think the message we're putting out there when using AI is don't allow it to overcome what it is you are all about, what it is you want to project out there, your creativity, your trend, your school of thought, and what you want to deliver and project to the audience.
Yes.
No matter what it is you're doing. I think there's a very, very fine line there. I mean, use AI as a musician, but of course, as you've noted, this artist who sang or sounded completely different to the AI. I mean,
my ears are still bleeding.
Yeah, so, that's the danger.
Yes.
You know, the authenticity, the realism of one thing, and the, I don't mean to be insulting to AI, but the fakeness of another. Because that's how it comes, that's how it becomes apparent to the listener. I mean, where do you think then the music industry should draw the line between human creativity and artificial intelligence? Let's now touch onto that.
Well, I think for now, they should not allow any person that actually has used AI to perform it live. I don't think we've mastered that, and we still want to be able to hear the vocals. There's a crispiness that people have. There's an offbeatness that people have. Even when someone sings off key or on key, there's that human touch that you hear when someone is singing live.
Right.
So I think for now, don't let AI songs, AI tools that were used in songs to be performed live, because it's going to look very different. And I don't think as a nation, as human, we are ready for that, because we're going to be very much disappointed, just like Credo Vito. He disappointed us to a point where we can't reconcile the two anymore. And I don't know if he still has a music career, but it's brought a level of distrust when it comes to him in particular, that I'm just like, I'm good, guy. I don't want to hear it anymore. And I think that would be the first step. And then the second step, I think it just would be being creative. Like, I think it's okay if you're going to use AI to also use TikTok Live, for example, to promote it, you know, to have the song playing. Tell me how you made it. Tell me, you know, what went to you creating the song, what inspired the lyrics and stuff like that, because you still need to write some of the lyrics. I mean, you can give it to AI, but I think it's still great for you to write the lyrics. Tell us about that heartbreak, you know, and you can do it on a TikTok Live, where I'm not spending my hard-earned money in this economy,
indeed,
you know, on fake music. I can just watch and scroll, and if I don't like it, move on to the next one.
You know, it begs the question, and one ponders, let's look at 5 years from now, do you think we'll still be debating whether AI belongs in music, or will it simply become just another accepted part of the creative process?
Well, looking back at musical trends, I think it's just going to be part of the music lineup and how people compose music and do music. I just always think about when autotune came into play, there was this big uproar. I can use autotune. And look now, it's just part of, like, you know, how an artist makes a song. AI will be that. It will be, you know, as if you're taking a breath when you use AI.
Sure.
I think the difference would be how AI then rolls out in real life. And that's where the concerts come into place. That's where they sell, you know, like, you know, the acoustic versions of
right.
songs. And I think that's where we will see a massive difference, because in as much as you can generate 3, 4, 5 different versions of this song, you can't perform any of these songs essentially, because
sure.
it's non-existent, or you don't have the vocals to perform it. So I think that's where we'll see a big difference. Maybe virtual concerts, maybe AI concerts will be a thing, but I think it will change the way we consume music live.
You know, this AI issue, I think we're going to be discussing it a lot in detail as we go along, given how AI is evolving
yes.
and how it's growing and its influence on people's lives and activities and its assistance, call it what you may. But Simpiwe, thanks so much for your insights, and I'm looking forward to getting you back in studio again. And to you, whether you're excited by AI or concerned about its impact, one thing is clear: technology is changing the creative industries faster than ever before. It's changing other workplaces and industries also. That's for another discussion. But the challenge now is finding the right balance between innovation, authenticity, and preserving the human element that makes music so powerful. Simpiwe Mtetwa, content producer, helping us delve deeper into one of the biggest debates facing the music industry today, and that's the influence of artificial intelligence.